acts as a clinging powder base. Vitone Enriched, yet only 10 cents to $1.25 a jar plus tax. For a skin that's sure to be kissed, use Jergens Face Cream daily.
Ooh, he kissed me.
Once again, here is the winning slogan of the Runyon Cancer Fund. Arrest cancer, it's wanted for murder. While Walter Winch is on vacation, don't miss three views of the news featuring Ben Grauer on World News, Ed Thorgerson Sports News, and a fashion forecast by the famous designer Valentina. Next week, same time, same station, three views of the news. Stay tuned for Luella Parsons' program featuring his guest, Elizabeth Taylor. This is Jim Bannon speaking.
It's fiesta! It's fiesta! It's fiesta!
Fiesta! It's new, a hit shade for Woodbury powder. It's Fiesta, the most captivating powder shade ever inspired by Hollywood. Made for the stars, Fiesta is warmer, livelier, lovelier than any shade you've been wearing. Fluff Fiesta on your skin and see. New glow, new vital alive look. It's a look to rouse any man's interest, as you'll find out when you wear Fiesta. Get the big dollar box of Woodbury Fiesta powder. With it, you get Fiesta lipstick and rouge, all three, for just $1 plus tax. Or try Woodbury Fiesta powder for as little as 10 or 25 cents at all cosmetic counters now.
Fiesta!
The Luella Parsons Program. Woodbury Hollywood News, featuring Luella Parsons, Hollywood's best-known, best-loved, most distinguished reporter and Hearst Syndicate writer, whose column appears in the News, Bangor, Maine, and 799 other newspapers. Miss Parsons' special guest this evening is Elizabeth Taylor, brought to you direct from the film capital by famous Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. And here with the latest Woodbury Hollywood headlines is Luella Parsons.
Hello to all of you from Hollywood, my first exclusive. Judy Garland will be off the screen indefinitely. She is desperately ill following her complete collapse Friday. Judy had a narrow escape from an overdose of sleeping pills, which she took in a frantic effort to get some much-needed rest after she finished The Pirate. Meanwhile, Vincent Minnelli, her director husband, says that all the talk of their domestic trouble is simply a result of Judy's poor health. My second exclusive. Yesterday, Brentwood police were searching frantically for Arthur Jr. Little, who mysteriously disappeared from the rest home where he went following the separation from his young wife. His friends have searched everywhere, but he is nowhere to be found. Little is a wealthy New York publisher and a member of the Little Ives Company. His wife is a New York society girl. My third exclusive. Ida Lupina and Collier Young, Warner's story editor, plan to marry as soon as his divorce is final. But there will be no official announcement until after Collier is free. Charles Boyer and his wife, Pat Patterson, narrowly escaped death early this morning in an automobile accident. Mrs. Boyer is in St. John's Hospital, but Charles is being cared for at home. Maria Montez and her sister, who were with them, escaped without injury. When Tyrone Power leaves next month for a flying trip around the world, his first stop will be Paris. He'll ask Annabelle, who is making a picture there, to arrange for a divorce. Then he'll marry Lana Turner. $1 million had just been offered to James Mason to make one picture. That's the top price ever offered any actor. But it may be that Mason will turn down the million and do John Paul Jones for Warner. He is now reading the script. But Al Parker, Mason's representative, says the lawsuit, which producer Dave Rose is bringing against Mason, will not be settled. Fritz Lang, the director and one of Hollywood's most eligible bachelors, may soon be out of circulation. He's just put a big diamond ring on the finger of Georgiana Clark, a Philadelphia Deb. If the reports from New York are true about the way Burt Lancaster is behaving, he's making a serious mistake. I was told that he snatched a negative from a photographer and smashed it, and that he has snubbed all the autograph seekers. That's a good way to get nowhere fast. My goodness, Burt, you're not going to let two pictures go to your head, are you? Clark Gable made an unheralded appearance in Reno last week, and it was kept completely secret. Clark was there to act as best man for his best friend, Al Manasco, Beverly Hills garage owner. Al married Julia Valentine of San Francisco. Attorney General Tom Clark is coming to Los Angeles to help Bud Abbott and Lou Costello stage a mammoth show to raise money for their youth foundation. Already the comics have spent $350,000, most of it their own money. Next year they'll need $80,000 to keep the centers going, and it certainly is worthy of support. The widely publicized lawsuit filed against Songbird Andy Russell by agent Sam Stiefel for over $300,000 was settled out of court. Sam's feelings were easily soothed. He accepted $17,000. Well, I've heard everything. Who do you think is Bob Hope's leading lady? Jane Russell of outlaw fame. And the Paramount Studio says there'll be no gags or wisecracks. What, with Hope? Today, the 13th, is the 13th wedding anniversary of John Beale and Helen Craig. Both of them were born on Friday the 13th, and this coincidence makes them consider 13 their lucky number. Ann Gillis, youthful red-haired actress, was secretly married last Monday to Paul Sebel, builder. Ann's mother, who was bitterly opposed to the marriage, did not attend the ceremony and left immediately for Denver, where she will make her home. The Ritz brothers are trying to buy Slapsy Maxie's nightclub. If they're successful, they'll call it the Ritz. Gail Patrick and Corny Jackson, the radio executive, will set sail on the Sea of Matrimony on July 25th. And I mean just that. They'll be married on the Matsonia, sailing for Honolulu. And their wedding reception will be held on deck. That, I think, is very unusual wedding news, Marvin. Now let's hear your Woodbury wedding news.
The lovely bride, Woodbury Deb Jacqueline Burns, hair of spun gold, skin the pink and white perfection of a magnolia. Oh yes, Jackie has the Woodbury beauty that registers, beauty that made her a very popular photographer's model. And popular with men? Well, rather. When William Cassie, handsome Princeton grad, saw Jackie, he went all out for that gorgeous Woodbury complexion. Now lovely Jackie has two careers, facing the camera and, most important, being Bill's model wife. Naturally, Woodbury plays a big role in both. As she said,
for smooth skin sparkle, Woodbury rates first with me.
Each day,
it's my Woodbury facial cocktail. I cream on that silky mild lather, rinse, and skin satin fresh, alive looking.
Yes, Woodbury marrying Debs know the importance of bewitching romantic skin. So follow their beauty care, Woodbury facial cocktails daily and before every look lovely date. Woodbury is extra mild, contains a rich beauty cream ingredient. See how its creamy rich lather helps you win alluring satin smooth skin that registers with men. Try Woodbury facial soap for the skin you love to touch. And here is the editorial feature, Luella Parsons Speaks Her Mind.
I'm on my Woodbury soapbox tonight to say I've been shocked lately to hear criticisms against Hollywood for making such controversial pictures as Gentleman's Agreement, Earth and High Heaven, and Crossfire, all dealing with the anti-Semitic situation. Well, I'm proud of Hollywood for making these pictures. Of all the things that threaten our free way of life, the ugliest and most shameful is race and religious bigotry. It should have no place in our glorious country. And it is particularly dangerous now because it divides us when we need all our strength to meet the communistic challenge. These stories show the dreadful results of intolerance. And they also show the race baiters for what they are, ignorant, un-American, and destructive. Go ahead, Hollywood producers, and make these pictures. Because the principles they stand for are the principles America stands for. I welcome my guest this evening, that junior mischief, Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth was a small girl hit of her first picture, Lassie Come Home, the adolescent star of her second picture, National Velvet. And now in MGM's delightful comedy, Cynthia, she emerges as a highly poised, provocative young lady, and very pretty. Elizabeth, I know that in Cynthia you received your first green kiss. And since I've never heard of any kiss that didn't start some conversation, suppose we start talking about this one.
Of course, Miss Parsons. I'll talk about anything you suggest, Oh, but that kissing Cynthia was just a little old pet. Well, I tell you, if a boy kissed me like that in real life, I
that tells me quite a lot, Elizabeth. I gather your romancing off the screen is much more satisfactory.
Oh, yes. For a while, I was going steady. Oh, but that's all over now.
At 15, you've been going steady? How long did it go on?
2 weeks. Gee, it was awful.
Listen to the younger generation. Answer this. What's so awful about going steady?
Well, a girl misses so many dates that way. Oh, and as for your clothes allowance, it just simply eats it up.
You mean since you're underage, the court doesn't allow you much to dress on?
Exactly. Doesn't allow me much for anything. Of course, my family's simply wonderful. Daddy's busy with his art gallery. My brother, who's 2 years older, is all concentrated on his own concerns. The mother looks after my career and doles out my allowance.
I'm sure your brother must bring his boyfriends home to meet you.
Oh, yes, he does, but... Well, you know what a brother's friends are like.
Well, why? Is there something wrong with them?
Definitely. They all treat me like a kid sister.
You know what I think, Elizabeth? I think you're a flirt. You don't want to be treated like a sister, but you don't want to go steady. Just what is your ideal?
Oh, to do crazy, silly things. With men of 19 or 20. Boys my own age are so young. I like to go to the beach or horseback riding. And on the way back, stop and eat at Annie Laurie's.
Now, wait a minute. Is Annie Laurie's a junior branch of Romanov?
Oh, no. It's just a candy shop. Oh, but it has the most sensational peppermint malts. They're so thick you just have to eat them with a spoon. Oh, but don't let me get started on that subject. I'm dieting to get my waistline down to 20. It's a ghastly 22 inches now. May we change the subject?
Good heavens. You do have to diet. A 22-inch waistline. That would have been small even in Queen Victoria's day. But come on, let's talk about your future. What do you really want?
Well, with one devastating exception, I want most of all to become a great actress. You know, Miss Parsons, at first my parents didn't want me to go into pictures because they feared I wouldn't have a normal childhood. But now they see that my work is so much fun, I simply couldn't give it up. I just have to keep on. But...
You're about to mention the devastating exception.
Yes, Miss Parsons. My big confession is that someday, most of all, I want to snare a husband.
Well, I think you can relax, Elizabeth. I doubt that you'll have any difficulty in that line. Thank you, dear, for being here tonight.
Thank you, Miss Parsons, for having me. It's been wonderful.
Yes, I agree it has. Good night.
Girls, you've hoped for romance. You've dreamed of romance. But have you found it? Then quick, plot your own love story. Follow the advice of Woodbury marrying Debs, who know that men are dazzled by dazzling skin. Woodbury skin specialists prescribe a rich beauty cream ingredient for Woodbury. It's extra mild. So cream on Woodbury's luscious, smooth lather. Win glowing, fresh, radiant skin that men respond to, but fast. Try Woodbury facial soap. True beauty soap. For the skin you love to touch. And here is Luella Parsons with a forecast of a coming event.
I forecast that Black Narcissus, the latest J. Arthur Rank picture, will stir up more controversy than any other picture in years. But everyone will agree on one thing, that it is a very beautiful production.
And here's last-minute news.
A telephone call from Paris, France. I mean it. Willie Wyler, director of Best Years of Our Lives, is a hero in Paris tonight. The lawyer engaged to represent him in a movie deal turned out to be a collaborationist. And Willie not only slapped the man's face, but discharged him pronto. Frances Brokaw, the 14-year-old daughter of Mrs. Henry Fonda and heiress of some of the Brokaw millions, is quite sick following an operation from an impacted wisdom tooth. Harry Cushing of the Vanderbilt family isn't going to be a bridegroom after all. Georgette Windsor, his girlfriend, has decided she prefers movies to millions, and yesterday signed a contract with MGM. The Archie Gardners flew out early yesterday morning for Astoria, called by the sudden death of Ed's mother.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, another edition of Woodbury Hollywood News, featuring Luella Parsons, reporting up to the second movie headlines direct from the film capital. Until then...
This is Luella Parsons saying that's all for tonight. But I'll see you next week when I'm happy to tell you my guest will be that fine actress, Joan Fontaine.
This is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. Fiesta, the name of Woodbury's newest face powder, was inspired by MGM's Technicolor production, Fiesta.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.